So tonight's topic is on accountability. I do not want to be accountable to no one. I really didn't. I thought that was the stupidest thing in the world. I don't want to be accountable to the judge. I don't want to be accountable to my kids. One of the four wives I had, I didn't want to be accountable to them. But see, when we're living in a secret life and we're living in that world of where we used to be, we don't want to be accountable to somebody because, see, that would make us vulnerable. Somebody would find a weakness in us. We ain't weak. I raised on the street since I was 13 years old. I am not weak. I might not be a bad boy, but I'm not weak. But being accountable, man, I had to show up for the club meetings. I had to show up to the robberies. I had to show up to court when handcuffs, you know? But see, what I've learned about being accountable is there's a blessing in being accountable. Today, I'm very accountable. But see, a lot in this room, I heard a lot of different things about what our thought is about accountability. And so what I want to bring it back to is, why are we here? This is faith-based. So our faith and our accountability comes from one person. His name is Jesus Christ. But see, you will be accountable to Judge Gull. You will be accountable to Wendy Davis. You will be accountable to Judge Kearns. You will be accountable to Community Corrections. You will be accountable to the Carers House. You will be accountable to those things that wherever you've allowed them to take your life. You gave it to them. No, someone snitched me off. No, someone saved your life. Someone saved your life. You know, in the last week, five of my partners that I swear to you I thought were my partners are now dead in the last week. One of them on an overhead at a church on Christmas Eve playing the bass up there on the worship team, and they just did his whole thing on the thing. I met him for lunch. Not even 5 days later, he commits suicide because he relapsed. Relapsed. But see, he faked his accountability. What are you faking? Why do you want to be another statistic? Each and every one of you are sitting here tonight with breath. Each and every one of us have an opportunity to be accountable to the King of Kings, and he's going to use somebody. These brothers say they're accountable to me, but here's the deal, I'm accountable to them. It's the same thing. They are my brothers, and I get to be accountable to Marvin, Bob, Gonzalez, Carl, Andy. But see, being accountable requires two-way fellowship and a two-way brokenness. You just want to tell people a partial of what's going on in your life. They don't need to know the root. See, we got to be open with God and others about the ugliness of our sin. I ain't just going to walk up, sit down, Pam, and say, hey, girl, this is what happened. That's the opposite sex. I'm married. I don't need to be having a relationship with her and telling my ugly, but I'll sit down with Alex and say, bro, this is what I'm going through. I'll sit down with Marvin and say, bro, this is what I'm going through. And out of the truth and trust that we build with each other, we then become accountable to each other. I was a porn freak, dude. I ain't going to lie. I was a meth head, I ain't going to lie. I was a heroin junkie, I ain't going to lie. I was a liar, a thief. I ain't going to lie. But see, if I want to make a relationship with Brian Colby right here, I got to tell him the brutally honest truth. See, we can skim it and act like this is what we are and who we are, but why do we want to keep that life? You're here tonight because, see, you're trying to change your life. Food's amazing, but see, something draws you to this church on Monday night. It's called accountability. When I don't see my sister Amy and I'm looking around for Amy, I'm wondering, where's Amy? Where's Amy been? I don't see Danny, I'm wondering, where's Danny been? We have to be willing to live in the light with God and others. With God and with others. We got to learn to be brutally honest with somebody. There's someone sitting in this room right now so high they can't even wait to get out that exit door. That's between you and God. That ain't me. I'll pass a drug test. The only thing I get drugged to anymore is church. Praise God. If our body is our house, we live with the roof off and the walls down. We're exposed. I ain't going to tell him nothing, man. He's that dude I can't stand. I don't care if you like me or not. 1 in 10 people don't. And there's more than 10 of you in here. So I'm sure there's a handful of you that say, when Donnie speaks, I hate it. Suck it up, buttercup. If our body is our house and we live with the roof up and the walls down, living wide open, nothing to hide, no secrets. I can't do that. Really? Can't or you won't. Ain't you tired of listening to Judge Davis say, how much time you got hanging over your head? Let's just head him down for 6 months. Yeah. We decide who we want to follow, Satan or God. Those are our choices, family. That's our choice. We're either following the evil one or we're following the righteous one. But it takes accountability. I tell you guys over and over and over, I do the same thing every day. I get up, I go downstairs, I push the little Keurig button, it fills up my hot coffee, I hit the computer, my scripture pops up immediately, my word's already open. How many of you got a Bible that does that? Sorry, Lord. How many of you got a Bible that does that? Thank you. A couple of you do. A well-worn Bible is a man that's well-built, or a woman. Because, see, we read and we study and we're accountable to our relationship with Jesus Christ. That accountability will go with you either every day or it won't. I left my phone at home on purpose tonight. Why? Out of respect for faith-based mentoring. I probably get 50 calls a day. It's okay. I don't mind giving a person a hand up. But I probably make at least 5 phone calls a day to my accountability team. You will not watch me come out of Captain Court. You will not watch me come out of the beverage section at Kroger's unless I'm took the wrong turn, and I'll figure that out about a quarter mile down the walkway. But the point is if Marvin calls me and says, Donnie, I'm struggling, I got a flat tire, can you come and help me? You're a bad example because you got AAA, but Brian, yeah, Brian don't, I know where he lives. But what am I going to do, ignore the phone call? Quick story, last night we were serving homeless. We do our Misfits ministry. We went and unloaded all the stuff at our locker. Pushed the button to open the arm of the gate to get back out, and my phone's ringing. And it's my granddaughter. She's 18. Okay, so you know where this is going. It's 9:10 at night on a Sunday night. My granddaughter don't like me that much after 5 o'clock. So at 9 o'clock, she's in trouble. She's yelling at her parents, or her parents are yelling at her, and she wants me to come and rescue her. That's how it's been for 3 years. So I said, I have my 15-year-old daughter in the truck with me. She said, Dad, answer the phone. I said, I ain't answering that. She's going to want me to come and rescue her. And she goes, Dad, it's family. You need to answer it. I said, I'm not answering it. She's going to want me to come clear across the north side of town, pick her up, put the flames out, and I'm not doing it. And a 15-year-old little daughter of mine said, Dad, I'm telling you, there's something wrong. And I said, I'm not doing it. 2 seconds later, my phone dinged. Call me ASAP. You know the capital letters? I said, see, I told you. She just wants me to bail her out. And my 15-year-old daughter said, Dad, I'm telling you, something's wrong. She's family. You need to answer it. I said, she needs to get accountable to her dad and mom. So I got down by Calhoun Street. All of a sudden, we need you at Lutheran immediately. I didn't listen to the accountability of my own daughter. I called. My son's got a dog. It's like a pit bull, only they call it a bully. It's like a horse, a little stallion thing with a head on it this big. It bit my son in the area that most men would never want bit in and latched a hold of it and shredded his privates. I have three grandkids now in a house with a wild dog. Because I didn't want to be accountable to my 18-year-old granddaughter. Then naturally, panic mode set in. I hit Nutman, train stopped. Came back around, hit Taylor, train stopped. Came back around to Fairfield, train stopped. Took me 24 minutes to go 5 blocks. By God's grace, I have another accountability partner that's a Fort Wayne police officer. I called him. I said, Adam, I need you, dude. They had 3 cops at my granddaughter's house in a matter of 2 seconds. And they were able to corral that dog. So is accountability important? Absolutely. Needless to say, my son is doing better today, a little sore, but he'll be a man again, or a eunuch, one or the other. If we choose to follow God, we have to be accountable to those around us so that we stay on the right path. See, I judged an 18-year-old little girl that I've mentored for 3 years. But see, some of you sitting in this room don't want to be accountable to your own spouse, your own significant other, your own mentor, your own pastor. Yeah, probably 50% in this room are on paper. I ain't going to be accountable to that court. I'm going to fake it. F that court. I ain't going to do what they want me to do. Really? What's that gained you? Locked up at Westville again? Indiana State Prison for women? Nowadays, Allen County for 365 days. That sucks. That sucks. That'll make you white really quick. Yeah. I don't mean that derogatory neither. You ain't seeing no sunlight for 365 days. But see, I don't want to be accountable to nobody. But see, how do we do this? How do we stay accountable? We walk in the light. See, Satan's kept us in the dark long enough. We have to allow ourselves to be exposed. No secrecy and no isolation. When you don't call Marvin after a couple days, and you're supposed to have been calling him every day, he ain't a detective. But he's a brother of yours in Christ, and he already knows what slippery slope you're on. When my boys are doing something they ain't been doing for 3 or 6 months, am I stupid? But these guys say they're accountable to me because I'm accountable to them. Walk in the light, allowing ourselves to be exposed. No secrecy, no isolation. Sin grows in the dark. Amen. But we as Christians are called to live in the light. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as he himself is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sins. Ephesians 5:11-14, take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. If I'm sinning and I'm mentoring with somebody, expose it to me. Some sin is so minute, we might just be on the border of we really know it's sin, and the other side is, I don't know. But if we're mentoring with somebody, they're going to hold us to a higher position. Because see, we've exposed ourselves to each other and helped each other. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. I'll bet you right now, sitting in this room, there's porn on someone's phone. No, Danny, I won't look at yours, bro. I love Danny. I just love messing with Danny. But I'll bet you there's something so ungodly on that phone right now that if you really showed it to God, you'd embarrass yourselves. Confession. We have to confess before God and man. God already knows. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. It's a matter of speaking truth. James 5:16 says, confess your sins one to another. That's biblical. And pray for one another. He ain't going to judge me. These guys ain't going to judge me. We're going to pray. Do we pray? We pray. I'm not your healer. I'm not your daddy. I want to be your brother. I want to be a brother that you can trust in. My wife told me one day, you're the most brutally honest man I know now. Because I was a liar. I'm going to get milk. See her about 6 weeks later and I forgot the milk. No, I ain't smoking weed. You sure you ain't smoking weed? I said I ain't. Strong stuff right there, holy water. I said I ain't smoking weed. And she held up this pack of Marlboro, because I used to smoke about 14 years ago, Marlboro Reds in the little flip-top box. And I kept all my stash in there in the little jockey part of my truck. Busted. No, I ain't doing meth. Why are you up at 4 o'clock in the morning changing a light bulb when it was a screw loose in the kitchen? And you're out at your car. I'm fine. I'm good. And took every VCR apart and you didn't even have that VCR. You stole it from a neighbor. I ain't on meth. I ain't doing that. That'd be wicked. Wow. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. Healed. I ain't got needle marks on my arms no more. I got scars. I ain't got to worry about going into the jail no more and having to post bail to get out. They invite me in. I am now a licensed minister of the gospel. I don't take that flippantly. Those are our people. Those are the ones that need to understand that they need to be accountable to somebody that cares, but understands exactly where they've been. I do a homeless ministry because I was homeless. I didn't just wake up one day and go, oh, I'm just going to feed the homeless. No, when you're homeless for 4 or 5 years in California and you have that passion that's instilled in you, who better to go into the bushes to talk to a homeless person than someone that's been homeless? Amen. If you got someone with PTSD and you say, I want to help you, but you don't even know what it's like to fight, and that dude's been in a war and a battle, man, get somebody that knows who you are. And even if you were never like that, Marvin ain't never even smoked a cigarette, right? And I don't say that bad, but the dude's got a passion. Does that make him bad because I want to go to him and say, hey, bro, I'm struggling with porn. Can you help me? You build a relationship. You expose each other and you're honest with each other and you get deep. You dig deep. Superficial, superficial. We have to be transparent, open, and willing to let people in.
I ain't letting nobody in. Last person I let in dogged me.
Dude, I had 4 wives. 4. I didn't know how to be honest. But the one I'm married to right now, this is our 17th year married, been together for 20 plus years. She knows everything about me. She knows all the hairs on my head. Just messing with you. We need each other. Have you ever sat in isolation? I spent a year at Pelican Bay, red suited, in solitary confinement. 23 hours a day locked up with walls. The 1 hour I was out, I was chained to a shower, unchained out of the shower, chained to a bar with no conversation. I spent a year in Corcoran's Pelican Bay, or Corcoran's Shoe Program, three doors away from Charles Manson. A year, nobody to talk to. We live in those same prisons right here in Fort Wayne. Amen. I ain't telling nobody nothing about me. God already knows. Mm-hmm. It was the loneliest part of my life. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. There was this dude, man, he went hiking. He was one of those rock freaks, you know, and he's out in this desert somewhere. And he fell, and he got his arm wedged in between two boulders. And he was hung. He was hung there for days. Days. He finally had to cut his own arm off to get out of that canyon. Wow. Sometimes we're hung in our own canyon in our mind, and we want to cut our own arm off to get out. But see, if we kept reaching up a little higher and grasped the hand that created us and say, Lord, I can't, but you can, and let him pull us up out of there and get an accountability brother, you'll never walk alone. Ever. Ever. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm, but how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better. A triple braided cord is not easily broken. My wife, myself, and God are intertwined together, and the three of us will go to the death together. When I have a relationship with my brothers, it's me, him, and God. It's me, him, and God. It's me, him, and God. Some of you think, oh man, I ain't gonna come account. They're gonna tell somebody else about what I talked about. That ain't an accountability partner. That isn't somebody you need in your life. You need to be able to meet with that person and know that the only two that heard that was that person you're meeting with and God. That's integrity. That's respect. Galatians 6:1-2, dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. I love picking on you, Marvin, just because you're an amazing man. You really are. But I bet you if you kept track of all the people that God's allowed you to put on the right track, you would have an endless amount of a spiral notebook. But see, you helped them. Now for them to stay on it was their choice. Thank you for everything you do for every person in this place that knows you. Because you're one of those dudes that these guys need to know. And when I heard about Beth mentoring you, praise God. Amen. Amazing team right there. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. So if your brother goes out, like, I love picking on these two. Alex and Alan are going to Michigan. These two are in my program. They're going to Michigan. I always send them out two by two. Alex is strong. Alan is strong. But if Alan got weak, Alice is there to help him and support him, get him back to Fort Wayne without drugging or doping. Vice versa. Noah, Brian, we lost one, dude. Did he get removed? Just up he went. No worries. Point is, you go two by two. You go two by two. You don't roam these neighborhoods by yourself. You go two by two. But you don't go with a Me Too partner. Let's go get high. Me too. Let's go get drunk. Me too. Let's fake this piss test. Me too. Well, me too when you go to jail. Me too, don't. Me too, don't. Yeah. Hey, can you put somebody on my books? You got the wrong number. Yeah. You come out, where you been, dog? Dog, done, no see, homie. Yeah, right. Spent 12 and a half years in the penitentiary system. I know all about them, me too, buddies. Honesty. Got to learn to be honest, man. We're liars. I'm looking at a room full, looking back at me, we're liars. Bottom line. Now, we could have been liars in our old ways, or we're still liars in our today, but we're liars. We want Wendy Davis to know all the good stuff. Yeah, this is what I did. Look at my little blue book. Yeah, shut up. Did you tell her about all this that you were doing in the back? Huh? Did you tell them about all the other stuff you were doing over here? Or here was the best one that I did, and this is how I know all these. Wait until I go give them a drug test and have a blunt waiting for me in the vehicle? Because I knew I had 3 days to clean up. I'm only going to take a couple hits. Dude, Monday I blew dirty. I don't know how it got in there. Send it off. You better send that to the lab. Click, click. Sit over there in that little jury box the next days and go, come on, man, be honest. Wendy Davis will tell you this. It ain't a matter of your relapse, it's your truthfulness. I blew it. You get that Davidson dude, Andrew Davis, whatever that, any of those people, and you say, I screwed up? Yes, you might sit for a few hours, but if you get caught, you're sitting for a long time. They don't like liars. And look at it this way. Would you look at your new beautiful girlfriend and say, you know what, I know you're a liar, but I'm going to marry you and give you everything I got? Heck no. I want a woman I can trust. I want a woman that has my heart. I already played all that dishonesty crap. 2 Corinthians 8:21. For we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of man. Y'all can do this. You really can. I know you can. But you better start getting accountable and truthful. Colossians 3:9, do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. I once lied. How many times you told your kids, I'll be at your game, and you didn't show up? I'll be at your visit, and you didn't show up because, see, you were more important. You cared more about your time than them babies. Now, I'm only telling you because of what happened in my life. I bailed on my kid when he was 3 years old. The son that just got his sack all bit off, he finally came in my life about 3 years ago. He sits right here in some of these meetings with us. But, see, I always told him I'll be back. And he gave his testimony at church 2 Sundays ago with some other brothers. And he said, you know what? I hated this dude, me. I hated him. I hated everything he had to do because he was the father I never had. But he said, 3 years later, I am now the father that he always had wanted. And he forgave me. And by forgiving me, it's made the biggest impression on my life. The biggest impression on my life. Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we all are members of one body. Dude, are y'all doing drug deals in the bathroom? Dude, about 14 of them went that way. I've known this kid for a long time. I'm just messing with him. Okay, thank you. You know how I am, dude. I'm just off the wall. I'm just off the hook sometimes. Proverbs 10:9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely. Did you hear that? Proverbs 10:9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. It is 2020, family. 2020. They gonna find out. You know why? Someone's gonna tell on you. There's more video cameras around this community nowadays than there are telephones. You are on a camera something like 500 to 700 times a day and you don't even know it. I didn't care when I was on meth because I was so high. But I care now because I'm not on meth and I want people to see me the same way you see me. Accountable. So there's a bunch of these scriptures about accountability. There's probably about seven of them. Matthew 12:26. And I tell you this, you must give an account on judgment day for every idle word you speak. Speak the truth, family. Romans 14:12. Each one must answer for himself and give a personal account of his own life before God. I used to think like this, dude. There's that book of life up there, and he got our names all written in it. You know, those of us going up to heaven in a little rowboat. I know mine was blacked out a lot. And then for a while, I think he put it in with a number two pencil so it could erase cleanly. Today, I know if I get out of here and I die, dude, I'm going to heaven and it's permanent. It's permanent stamp. Luke 12:48. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required. I'm going to wrap it up with this. You know, when a preacher says you're going to wrap it up with this, it's at least 30 more minutes. It's all good. Maybe an hour. Second Timothy 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race and I have remained faithful. I want to hear those words from my people that I've been accountable to. When I go and that little dash, that little italic says my born on date and my death date, I want people to be crying at my tomb. I want to see them crying at my tomb. Why? Because I made an impact on their life. Being accountable. So if you're not accountable to somebody, I highly recommend you get accountable because this ain't a joke. This is dead serious life. Expose yourself to one. And as you get that one, get another one, and get another one, and get somebody that you can live this life with being accountable to. Because see, in verse 8 it says, and now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. Get accountable. Amen.